The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests, and are not those of Pesmo Radio, its employees or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements of any radio show programs or products mentioned on air, on our website, social media accounts and marketing materials. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to Pesmo Radio, its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing Pesmo Radio.
Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Soronto.
Thank you for tuning in and welcome back to The Songwriter Show. I'm your host, Sorantos. I'm a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words are very important to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for you every Tuesday evening. I believe that every song is a story. The Songwriter Show is broadcast live on number one ranked Pesmo Radio and has listeners in all 206 countries in the world and every state in the U.S. The station is licensed with ASCAP, BMI, CSAC, and SoundExchange, and has partnerships throughout the music industry, including iHeartRadio and exposure to over 300 million listeners. Tonight's guest is Mori Kosonen. Born Mori Kosonen in 1978 and based in Turku, Finland, Mori is a singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, established musician, and a professional visual artist. He has recorded 8 albums and performed more than 500 shows in 25 years with various bands. He is best known for 5 albums with metal duo Mistens. Dreams of a Middle-Aged Man is Mori's first solo album. It includes a top 10 South Africa iTunes hit and a top 20 iTunes UK hit.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show, Mori. How are you doing?
Thanks, Sarantos. I'm doing good.
It's great to have you on the show today.
Yes, thank you. I'm thrilled to be there.
You're welcome. So tell us how you got started in the field of music here.
Well, I was about 8 years old or so when I started playing drums. I had heard the band Kiss with their makeups, and that was really exciting for a young kid. So that's how I got started, and I started with drums, and around 16 I started to play in bands, and around 18 I started to play guitar and sing and started to make my own songs, and it went from there. And like you said, I had made since 8 albums, and this Mori Dark, Dreams of a Middle-Aged Man, is my 9th album now.
That's great. Tell us a little bit about your process, Mori. How do you get started? Do you start with melody, drum groove, guitar? What's your process like?
Well, when making songs, it usually starts with acoustic guitar and playing something, and that kind of leads into a melody beat or something like that, and like initial lyrics. And I kind of make the songs quite long, so I polish them and return to them and make new lyrics and so on. Sometimes they take like 1 year or even 2 years to complete them, but sometimes it's really fast, so the melody is always where I start from, and it goes from there.
Okay. And do you have a process for how you figure out if a song's going to make it out into the world? Do you have, you know, past bandmates? Do you have confidants that you run it by to see if you got something?
Can you repeat that?
How do you figure out if a song that you've come up with is going to be released into the world? Do you run it by someone special, or how do you figure out if you're going to just put it in your cabinet or if it's going to be freed out into the world?
Yeah. Well, I usually don't make that much like kind of spare songs. There, for this album, there was like 3 or maybe 4. But usually you kind of know with intuition which ones are going to an album. I'm an album guy myself, so I always make albums. So you kind of like figure out what will make a good album and what kind of songs is needed for the album. But you, I don't know, you never know before you release it if it's good or not, but that's how it goes anyway.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about what you were like as a kid. When did you really get into music? Was there an instrument that you learned how to play or someone that inspired you?
Yeah, like I said, the Kiss and the 80s metal bands were really big at that time when I was a kid. I was born in 1978, so drums came first, and it was really a nice instrument to play, loud instrument. So, of course, as a kid, I really liked that, and so that's how it kind of got started.
Okay. And if you could jam with anybody in the world, dead or alive, who would you jam with?
That's an excellent question. There are so many. I would like to perhaps sing with the Doors playing for background. I'm a big Doors fan, so of course the Doors is nothing without Jim Morrison, but it would be nice to try it see him for a while.
Yeah, that would be really cool. Yeah. So looking at your bio and your history online and stuff, you've done a lot of performances. Do you still ever get nervous before a performance?
Yeah, I think it's something that never kind of goes away. But I'm less nervous these days. With the acoustic stuff, it's perhaps a little bit more sensitive and personal, so it makes me a little bit more nervous than playing like metal music or something. But there's always this kind of butterflies in the stomach before the show, and that's the part of the thrill.
Yeah, absolutely. What advice would you give to beginners that are nervous?
Yeah, just do it. It goes away. You get less nervous when you get more experience doing it. And also, it's one of the most greatest feelings when you kind of overcome your nervousness and your fears and things start working on stage. It's a great feeling, so go for it.
Okay. When you look at the typical mistakes that people make in any musical industry, but even if you want to talk about the genre, you know, the metal genre, what are the typical mistakes you've seen?
Well, I guess the most typical thing is like kind of imitating too much of your idols. So try to figure out your own thing and don't copy that much others.
Yeah, I think that's a really common mistake. You're right about that, is people always, whatever's on the radio, but by the time you make that, the trend is way past. So I think you just gotta, you can try to anticipate a trend, but I think you gotta do what's true to yourself and what makes you unique, and your time will come. That's kind of how I think about it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. When you think about your bandmates in the past, you know, being a band is very, very tough. Is that something you have any recommendations for people out there, young musicians that are in a band? There's a lot of give and take, but is there some advice you could give them?
Well, yeah. Please do that. Go play in a band. It's some people these days do much of the music by themselves, and playing in a band is really, really great way of sharing things with people. But with bands, you have to have the right chemistry, and that's something you just have to figure out and find the right people to play with you. You can sort of like force a band into working. It has to have the right chemistry between people.
Yeah, I agree with you. I actually know Adam Levine recently got in trouble because he made a comment about that there's no real bands around anymore. And I think his point was everyone's trying to be just focused on themselves. And, you know, obviously with the Dawes, you can do a lot of things by yourself, but there's truly nothing as special and magical as a band that is vibing together. They're in rhythm. They're feeding off each other. That really is such a special thing, I think.
Yeah, yeah, it is. There comes this kind of communication in the music between different personalities and different players. And when you do it by yourself, there's kind of less of this communication going on.
Do you have a favorite, if you could pick like a favorite 90s or 80s jam, can you give us one song?
90s or 80s jam?
Yeah, whatever your favorite decade is, if you could just pick one.
Oh, that's a hard one. I really enjoy the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I think they quite a lot played jam sort of style.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about this song that we're going to hear here in a couple minutes. What do you want us to know about it? What inspired it? Anything you want to tell us about it?
Yeah, well, the song is called Love Will Prevail, and I like to believe in that. There's so much hatred going on in this world right now, and with things with the COVID, so world is in a kind of changing phase. And I really was fed up with the things going on in Facebook. People argue and like start their own wars there every day. So that's pretty much what the song is about. If everyone could get a little bit more love, this would be a better place for all of us.
Yeah, I think social media is definitely a huge advance in our culture and civilization, but man, sometimes it can be overwhelming, where people are always trying to focus on likes, or they're always trying to insult each other, and there's a lot of trolls out there. So I definitely see both sides to it, and it's a definite tough thing. I heard recently that Mark Zuckerberg was saying he's going to have an Instagram for kids. So I mean, you know, my God, it's definitely a tough thing, I think.
Yeah, it's really tough for the people to grow up in the environment of Instagram, for example.
Well, and especially, I mean, you know this, there's models that admit this pretty regularly nowadays, but everything is photoshopped, everything is, and you have these vulnerable children or teenagers, and no one's perfect. We all have a lot of imperfections.
Yeah.
So that just adds to the social anxiety. And imagine growing up as a teenager nowadays, where you feel even more isolated or not cool because you only got like 4 likes on your Instagram post. I mean, that's a difficult challenge, I think.
Yeah, it's a bit nasty world, and people kind of, the role models in there are not that good role models, to have them photoshopped images tossed into your face. And for a young kid, you kind of try to be like the others. So it's really tough for growing up an identity in that kind of environment.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Cool. I'll tell you what, let's take a listen to your song and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more. Okay, Maury?
Yes. Okay.
Awesome. All right, guys, check this out here. Here we go.
For the dark clouds to drift away, for bitterness to stop its raining, love will prevail over anger and pain. Love will every moment of hate brings us closer to losing life's game. I saw it on a stranger's face. I saw it on a broken cityscapes. People getting tired of their own hate, losing their wars every day. Love will prevail, and the violence will fade. Love will be amongst the winners in this game. The neglected ones, the worst criminals, got raised without it. The cruelest dictators, the Wall Street alligators, wet their pillows longing for it. Love will prevail over fortune and fame. Love will prevail. Remember that we all were born to be loved. Lennon McCartney, they knew the pace. The California hippies had a trace. Be it universal or be it internal, the time has come to face. Love will prevail over time, over change. Love will prevail. And breathe its eternal light to these dusty dark pages of mankind.
All right, my friend, that was a really cool song. Thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing that with us. That was pretty cool.
Thank you. I recommend also checking out the music video. It's brand new.
Okay, definitely. We'll definitely get checking that. So one of the things, I've dabbled in a lot of genres, but ultimately I'm a rocker. And I feel like a lot of rockers like myself, there's this bias against rock and especially metal or harder type of rock. Do you feel that? Do you see that? And if you do see that, why do you think that is?
I don't know. People like kind of try to make their own community sort of thing, and not everything that comes out from that. For example, if you think about the metal scene, it's pretty narrow-minded, in my opinion. But I kind of like all genres of music, not all, but most of them, and all of the musical styles give great influence to different style of music. So don't be closed-minded with music. You get influences from everywhere.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, obviously with certain songs, or I don't remember what documentary I was watching the other day. It was about some hotel in L.A. that, you know, people had been murdered in, and it was like a lot of druggies there, and one poor guy was staying there who was kind of like a metal, and, you know, he wrote a song about death and stuff, and then they accused him of killing this girl. And you know how they say, don't judge a book by its cover. Imagine writing a song and you feel like, oh, I have to write a song and include this or that. I'm screaming, and people just kind of have this bias, I think, sometimes, which is a shame, because ultimately you're just trying to be creative and expressing something. And if you're not singing about a butterfly or you're singing about whatever, it shouldn't necessarily be misconstrued, I think, and that's a shame.
Yeah, I think the problems are deeper than music itself cannot, like, cause something like that, in my opinion. And usually music tries to go for good things and communal things, and it's very rare that music has some kind of bad agenda for people.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you, because ultimately it's an expression, right? I mean, no one is sitting there writing a song and trying to hurt someone with a song or anything like that. And also, you know, you look at a genre like rap, and that obviously sometimes things are made up just to sell songs, but it can get complicated.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
One good example is if you ever read Black Sabbath lyrics, they are really, really good. And how people kind of perceived Black Sabbath in the 70s that they were Satanist and so on, but
yeah,
actually they got really philosophical stuff and really like humanity agenda in the songs. So people should concentrate also on reading the lyrics like properly, what is being said, I mean.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. It's definitely something that, you know, it's like anything, right? I mean, sometimes people are a certain image and they have this whole other alternate lifestyle, but when you're a musician or an artist, not everybody is 100% exactly what they are in their real life. You're portraying a story, an image, a character. And I think sometimes people forget that.
Yeah, that's true. And I think like most artists, what they are trying to do is make people think for themselves, and that doesn't always happen. So
yeah, that's definitely true. Tell me about the strangest compliment you've ever gotten for your music or lyrics or playing or anything.
Well, that's a good question. Nothing comes to mind right now, but definitely some weird incidents have happened. I can't remember exactly like weirdest compliment or anything.
Okay. All right, no problem. Do you have a hidden superpower that you want to share with us?
Yeah, it's hidden.
All right. How about when you look at role models that you have recent, not in the past, say in the last year, they could be music, they could be non-music. Tell us about a role model that you have recently.
Yeah, well, I have Leonardo da Vinci is one of my role models in the way that he like had interest for everything and was really skillful at doing painting and sculpture and all of this stuff. So that's really good for to be interested in everything. And in music, Tom Waits is perhaps my most idolized person in music industry.
Okay. Now, in your bio, I noticed this visual artist thing. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, that's my like profession for where I get the bread and butter, because I do public artworks and huge artworks. So I don't know. I've never been able to like choose between art and music. So I do two things, sometimes bit demanding.
Yeah, okay. When you think about COVID and how it's affected everybody, tell us a little bit, other than not doing, you know, live performances, what's been its biggest effect on you as an individual or as an artist?
Well, I think what COVID has brought, it has brought a lot of isolation to people. And I thought about a lot whether to release the album, because you can't go to gigs right now and you couldn't go to gigs in the like past year. So I think that's the most that it has affected me. But it's like for music, people are listening a lot of the music, so it's also affected in a good way.
Yeah.
To my music.
Okay. So obviously, if you're from Europe, if I visited your country, tell me about a place I definitely had to go get a bite to eat. What is your area known for?
For like local dishes.
Yeah. What should I hit if I'm touring there, or if I'm just visiting?
Well, my roots are from Karelia, which is close to Russian border.
Okay.
And it was like given up in the war in the Second World War. It belongs now to Russia, but there is this rice and rye pie called Karjalan piirakka. That's excellent. And reindeer is kind of also local specialty coming from the Lapland area.
Okay, cool. Tell us a little bit about where people can find your music, buy it, stream it, your website, anything you want to share with the fans.
Yeah, well, I got like old-fashioned website called mauridark.com. That's mauridark.com. So you can find everything from there. That's the easiest place.
You know, Mauri, it's been an absolute pleasure. I loved having you on the show, and hopefully we can have you on again sometime.
Thank you, Sarandos. This was a pleasure, and hope to talk to you soon.
Awesome, Mauri. All right. So I want to thank all the fans out there for listening. If anyone out there is an artist and they want to be on the show, I invite you to just reach out to me. Thank you again for listening. I know everyone's time is precious, and thank you for spending a little bit of it with us tonight. I hope your own unique story gets heard around the world. My name is Sorantos. Please join me every Tuesday night to hear other amazing artists share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at The Songwriter Show. Thank you, everyone. Have a great night. I love you guys.
Thank you for listening to The Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.
Thank you for choosing Pesmo Radio.